Okay. Wow.
So excited.
I have been so excited for this guest. I think I should do the intro.
You really should. I was just going to say that.
Carolina usually does it, and she does this crazy stream of consciousness really good thing. Intros. It is really fun, and I probably won't do it justice at all. But
tried.
Okay. Okay. Our guest today is someone that I met organically out in the world. Literally, it was like the Lord was like, these two must meet. I was wearing this very sweatshirt. Yeah. And never have I felt such an immediate connection.
It was kismet.
It was absolute kismet. Troy has podcasts that seem as though they were tailored to my interests specifically.
Your audience.
First, yeah, I am your demographic.
My demo.
First, you had Dunzo, which was about celebrity breakups. What is more fascinating? Now you do a blind item pod called Beyond the Blinds with our friend Kelly, who, I mean, it's literally just like a deep fucking dive in the juiciest, like, dishiest shit. It is so fun to listen to. You feel smarter. You feel like you know more than anyone after you listen to it. And you look at celebrities like this after. It's just incredible. He moved to New York at, like, I felt like I manifested that. Like, I was just like, Troy needs to be in New York immediately. So he moved here, and now he's a West Village Carrie Bradshaw bitch. And just literally a blessing for the city. Ladies and gentlemen, Troy McKeady.
Oh my God.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That yeah? was, I need that
Thanks.
Clipped mm-hmm. and I need it to play at my funeral. Like,
okay,
I need
we can clip it. We can clip it for you.
That was amazing. That was incredible.
Thank you so much. I meant every word. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
I know. I'm so excited.
I've been binging.
Really?
Binging this?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's
I've been
honor.
Laying in bed and hitting the vape and just watching you guys
love
talk
it.
To
That's
people.
What this is for.
Yeah. It's actually for vapists. That's yeah, our demographic. Yeah. Curlies who vape.
Curlies who vape.
And try to quit.
And try to, and are dying to quit. I'm yeah. dying to quit.
Whatever.
But I'm also like itching to get a new one.
It's yeah. constant attempts to quit and then be like, I want to do it just one more time.
You said yeah. you did though. Didn't you just say you quit a little?
I actually haven't really vaped since summer.
Oh, okay. And what?
Just today.
Is this your first one?
I decided randomly I had a wild hair at my ass and I was like, I kind of want another vape.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I feel like I'm separated enough from, like, I'm far enough right. away mm-hmm. from it now that, like, I can dabble.
Right.
And be more controlled.
And yeah. be more controlled and dip my toe, but not.
That's how I am.
She's
I
was doing bad. That. We were.
I just remember that one night we had, where did we go? Like Stonewall or something yeah. random. Like Troy and I will go to like the Monster Stonewall, like classic spots. And I just remember us, tequila, everything. We were just going crazy. I think that was the first weekend that we met. It was yeah. like we met and then I like didn't want to be creepy. You guys didn't want to be creepy, but I was like, what are you guys doing tonight? You know, we like ended up like, you know, hanging out and we had so much fun and vaped hard.
A lot. They passed the vape all mm-hmm. night.
I vape
long.
Hard.
Yeah.
Harder than my husband who also vapes. And then when he can't find his vape, he's like, babe, did you take my vape? And he comes over to me and he's like,
feels your tits.
Feels my tits.
On the spot.
Because it's usually in there. I do steal his vape.
That's so
I'm a thief.
Oh, that's so convenient to be able to just pull vapes out of your
out
ball.
Of your
like,
titties.
Hello.
Yeah,
hello.
I know.
I also put it in my waistband all the time. I kind of just holster it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I really only vape around Carolina because I can just always find them. And yeah, it's convenient.
You shake and they just start coming out. They just fly out.
Pinata, yeah. okay, well, let's do a check-in.
Yeah.
How are you? What is going on?
How's your week so mm-hmm. far? If you want to add in last week, since it's not that much of this yeah. week, what's the vibe?
It's Thursday.
My week has been honestly pretty chill. It shouldn't be. Like, I should be more proactive about the things that are going on in my life. Like, I'm trying to move. I'm mm. trying to, like, do things. But
where are you going?
I hate my apartment building. Mm. I really, really hate it.
Can we talk about it a little bit? Or do you not want to talk about it?
We can talk about it.
Because, like, I was, like, when Troy told me where he was moving, which is to the West Village,
yeah.
I was, like, go off, girly.
Yes.
What a fun first New York neighborhood. Like, then you Sex saw in my the City apartment. Girlies. Yeah. And, well, no, I still liked your apartment. It is a classic studio leaning one bedroom.
Yeah. Okay.
Is yeah. it too, is it priced too high? Yes.
Yeah.
Is there an outside garden? Yes.
Yeah.
Does Bradley Cooper live nearby?
Yeah. I see him every day.
So
I see him almost every day.
I know he lived in New York.
I see him almost every day.
I always think of him as an LA girly. I love that he lives here.
He's right around the corner from me. And I am so used to seeing
him. You're
going to
miss him.
Yeah. I'm going to miss him.
Yeah.
He might be the reason I stay. I'm not going to lie. But actually, I have a really funny, I was telling your producer about this before, but I have a very funny apartment story to tell you that I haven't even told you yet.
Okay, great.
So now there's always issues with my apartment and it's like laughable. Now my door handle doesn't turn. So I can't, like, there are times when I can't get either in or out.
So you're like stuck inside.
I am literally stuck inside.
And like, then how do you get out?
Well, so the first time this happened, I didn't know that it was like, I didn't know what was going on. So I called my landlord, as one does. And he came over. He's Russian. He's actually kind of hot. But he's Russian. And he like is a Russians shitty landlord. But like he's hot. So I let him.
You let it slide.
I let it slide.
Does he know he's hot?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm sure.
Yeah, he does. And he knows I'm gay. And he knows that all it takes is a little twinkle of the eye. And I'll let him get away with murder. So he comes over, or I called him and I'm like, my door handle won't turn. I can't get into my apartment. And as I'm talking to him on the phone, I hear somebody in my apartment. No. Okay. And they're like rustling around. I hear shit falling and I heard like my window open and I was like, what the fuck is going on? My landlord, my hot Russian landlord, scaled the building and crawled in my window without telling me. So he's like very good at that, apparently. He like knows how to do that. And he got locked inside my building. He got locked in the apartment. He couldn't get out.
Oh my God.
So he's locked in. I'm locked out. Okay.
Wait, I have a question.
Yes.
Did he do this after you called him and told him that you were locked out?
He did.
Or was he already in there?
He did it while I was on the phone because he's close. I think they're like next door or something.
Okay.
I don't even know. But like then he got out and he was holding like this gnarled spoon. And one of my spoons, he used a spoon to open the door. And I was like, so what am I supposed to do? Like, what do I do? Like, I can't leave.
Yeah.
And he was like, until I come back, carry spoon. And this man has the gall to hand me my own gnarled spoon as if he brought something to help me.
You're welcome.
Yeah. It's like, are you kidding me?
Until I come back, carry spoon. Wait, so was this recently?
Yes.
Did he fix the door? Did he give you a new lock?
No.
What?
He came over and he did something to it and it still doesn't turn. Like, I can get in, but like, it doesn't really work.
Right. How turned on were you by him scaling your building?
Oh my God.
And going, like, in the window.
When I, even watching him like,
handle that spoon.
He showed me how to use the spoon. It was very ghost.
Yeah.
It was very behind you. Yeah. Oh my. It was very that. Like, he was like holding my waist.
Yeah. This is hot. Is that the window that's facing the street? Did you scale the front of the building, like by the deli? That is so funny.
Like, I don't even know what he used
to climb.
It's a very
public street.
Maybe
like,
he had a
that's
rope.
Hilarious.
Maybe he had
Maybe he had a rope. Maybe he's done it before.
Yeah.
Oh, he definitely has.
Because he was very, very comfortable doing it. It was like, oh.
Wow.
Okay.
You're not the only door that doesn't work.
Right, literally.
That's
he's
such
just
a
scaling
first
that building and popping into windows.
It's a first year in New York story. 1,000%. Yeah. I feel like the first year's insane.
I wouldn't know.
But yeah, I had an insane first year. Yeah.
If he wasn't attractive, he'd be in prison. Let's just say that.
100%. That's true.
100%.
If he was attractive.
An attractive, charming Russian of very little words.
And he kept telling me, it's okay. And I was like, no, but it's not.
It's not. That's
it's
so
not,
funny.
Though. You can't just say that.
Okay, so how did you get out of your apartment today? The spoon?
So he fixed it enough that as long as I have my key and I turn the key.
Okay.
And like, it's a whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I gotta like hit it with an elbow and, you know.
But you're relatively unstressed by this. You're not.
No.
Yeah,
I'm
love
like,
that.
Whatever. I don't care.
That's a New
that's
Yorker, baby.
Kind of
that's how you know you're becoming 100%. A New Yorker.
Because it's like.
That's so true.
It's kind of out of sight, out of mind, too. And it's like, this seems like a problem for, you know, 4 p.m. me. Yeah.
Because if I was still in the Midwest, this would not be okay.
It would not be okay.
I would be at small claims court.
Calling the manager.
Right. Yeah.
100%. Do you feel like you've adjusted fully?
Not fully, but like way more than I expected in a year.
Yeah. I mean, when I first met you, I was like, he's gonna be completely fine.
Yeah.
Like 1,000,000%. fine. And I feel like you have been, especially with all of the shit that you've dealt with.
Yeah.
I won't say exactly what, but he had some unexpected roommates. And I'm sure the Russian issue. Man.
Oh my God. There's it a was mindset issue. Russian man about is not. That. Screaming. This Russian literally, man seems to be getting away with kind of
insane.
A lot.
It's insane.
If it was me, I can't get away with nothing.
Well, because the day that we were like, Jory and I went to go see Jerry Halliwell at the Union Square Barnes and Noble. And I, of course, was like, hell yeah, can't wait. She's going to be like, you guys, come hang out. Didn't even think about tickets, nothing. So Troy and I get there and there's a massive line. And I'm like, do I just get in this line or what? And they're like, do you have a ticket? And I was like, no, like what? And Troy is so good about getting us tickets to everything. Troy got us stuff to like Vanderpump Rules parties, blah, blah, blah. And of course, I'm like, let's just show up. So it was like so annoying.
But it worked out though.
It worked out great. We had a great moment with her. Like she was just like walking towards.
Oh, so you got to go in?
We did. We got to watch, but we had to stand. Mm-hmm. And we did not get a signed book, which was okay.
Yeah.
Was okay.
I don't know if I want that book.
I don't think I do.
Jerry Halliwell is writing, like, what would you even categorize?
YA.
Yeah, it's like,
is
it's
she? Y-
fantasy. Yeah. Actually, you might love it. She loves quests love and it. Shit.
Really?
She loves.
Love questy. Why do you think I want to be a celestial being?
Oh my God. Okay. You actually might love it. It's like about some, it's about a woman with red hair who's like, slaying dragons or something. Yeah, it's very that.
Very
it's
much
like
in my
Hunger
bag.
Games, yeah. But like really tame.
Very
probably.
Much in my bag.
Wait, so were
you?
You
don't even know.
I'm gonna read
it.
Were you
yeah,
into like
it.
All of the young, like the YA movies, like Maze Runner and shit too?
All of them. Yes. Okay. Read all
Maze
those books.
Runner?
I am a Hunger Games girl and obviously okay. a Harry Potter Hunger girl. Games.
Okay. Did you see the new Hunger Games?
Yeah, I did.
Did you like it?
I did.
Okay.
Okay. I saw it all.
Wait, there's. I had to have known about that. When was the new Hunger Games? That was still
it
a long time
ago, out.
Right?
Yeah, it just came out.
It wasn't that
right
long
now?
Ago.
Yeah.
It's probably still in the theaters, right?
Yeah. Is it a musical?
How did I not know
I
about
I
want to
see Mean Girls.
I do want to see Mean Girls too. Wait, who's in Hunger Games? Jennifer Lawrence? No.
No.
Who is it?
No, it's did what I is that girl's name? The girl that everybody got mad at for being Snow White? And she was like, I don't think Rachel Zilzel.
Oh, yeah. I forget. What
do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Rachel Zilzel.
Is it a musical? Do they sing?
No, she sings, but it's not a musical. Her thing is that she sings.
Okay.
She's like, her character's kind of like
it
this like
awful.
Gypsy.
It sounds
not.
So bad.
It's
this
not.
Sounds trash.
She's kind of like this trash. Like, you know, she's from District 12, like Katniss was from District 12, but it's the prequel. she's like a gypsy singer, and then she gets called into the...
A gypsy okay. singer. Quote that. That's a Carolina quote.
She was a gypsy
Carolina
singer.
Canceled.
Why?
Whatever.
Well, she didn't call it is gypsy. Are we not allowed to say gypsy anymore?
I think only
we're
in the lady
to.
Only in Lady Gaga context.
Ah,
yeah.
So you can sing the
Lady
song.
Gaga
you can
Cher.
Sing the song, and yeah, and Cher. That's it.
So funny.
Lady
my
Gaga
my cousin's grandma, who's not my grandma by like you know not by blood. She's not my grandma, but she was British, and she always used to call people gypsies, and she always used to be like,
"It's definitely
like
a grandma word."
Gypsy. She's British. She'd be like, bloody gypsy. Come on, let's fix your hair. Come
in. Oh my God. That's iconic.
Yeah.
All right, pizza the
wow,
queen.
Wow. I'm wondering if we're going to keep that in. I hope we do. Yeah.
I mean, absolutely no offense. I did not know it was a bad word. I'm just saying I grew up with
fine.
That word, and now I know, and I've changed.
And I'm sorry.
And I'm sorry.
And I didn't mean it.
I've done the work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How's your mental state? You seem good.
Me? I'm in such a good mood right now. Yeah. I've been a little anxious. Uh-huh. I've had a hard time sleeping this week, but I'm in a really good mood right now and today. And you know what? I went to...
It's because we FaceTimed in the morning.
Oh, it might be. It might be. I went to go see our friend Marie's show last night. That put me in a good mood.
Wait, do you know Marie? No, maybe not.
I don't
let's
think
introduce
so.
You to Marie.
Oh my
She's
gosh.
She's so good.
She is so funny. And she has this show called Why Are You Single? And it's basically like a dating talk show. She did it at the Bell House.
Oh, cool.
And it was like sold out. Everyone was loving it. It's so fun and funny.
Yeah.
So it was really good.
I love it.
I told you, I this guy that I met backstage, I told him to hold my leg so I could post a picture of it to make comedy jealous.
Right.
It did not work.
Well,
like to sensually hold it.
It wasn't like, sensual, but Carolina has.
I think it looked hot. He had a nice hand. You know what I mean?
Like it did look kind of hot.
I'm gonna show it to you, and you
Am
tell me
background?
If you think.
Oh my
I mean,
God.
It changes. It you know, it shuffles.
She's obsessed with.
She's like, not nah, you. You are today.
You are this hour.
Don't get excited.
Yeah.
Well, we have to explain the foot thing to Troy because Carolina's
it's
main
not sensual.
Move.
It could have been.
What do
giving,
you mean?
Hold my foot.
Look at his hand.
It's too delicately
placed.
Show
the camera.
He should have held your calf.
Yes. Two
well,
hands.
He was standing okay, and hot. I was sitting down. And I kind of didn't really give him a choice. I kind of was like, hold my foot.
I can see that happening.
His hand just went out.
Tell Troy your theory and your
okay,
move.
Okay, my belief in shoe tying, which actually okay. I need to do. I like forgot about this, but I saw this thing about the orange peel theory on TikTok, but I can't explain it because I don't remember what everything was. But it reminded me of my shoe tying theory, which is if you're on a date or I wouldn't do it on the first date. I would just decide you like the person, I feel like. So second or third date, wear a shoe that like a sneaker or a shoe that needs to be tied, you know, get that bitch loose and then ask the person to tie your shoe.
Okay.
And I feel like their response to tying to your shoe is everything. Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
It is everything to me. And one of the things that I love about my husband is that I don't even have to ask him to tie my shoe. He just ties my
shoe.
She
just goes.
I kind of honestly, I love that.
Or he just sees it and he ties the shoe.
Yeah.
And I believe in that so much.
That sounds like, you know, the shopping cart theory?
Mm-mm. No, what's that?
That like, there's a theory that like you can tell what kind of person somebody is by if they return a shopping cart, because it's like you don't have to do that, but it is.
I like that.
You know, it's noble thing to do.
Yeah. And I actually do feel like it's kind of fucked up because then they're running into cars and people are getting fucked up.
It is like
you
cruel.
Should, yeah.
To not put it back, actually, if you think about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's like kind of like that to me.
Yeah. And I also don't like when people act like they don't want to give you their shopping cart.
Oh my God.
It's like you just put your stuff
I
away.
Actually,
give
this
me the
is out of my
cart.
Jurisdiction. I actually don't know.
You don't
know.
Do shopping carts.
I'm thinking Midwest as well. Like I'm going back years to remember this. I really, as I've mentioned, do not like to go in those stores.
She doesn't like grocery shopping. I love grocery shopping.
I do too.
I love being in the grocery store.
Why don't you like it? What do you not like about it?
The lighting.
Okay.
The general
lighting.
Vibe.
Obsessed with lighting.
Okay.
Great
Mariah.
No camaraderie. In the community there, in a Trader Joe's. And then on top of it, in Trader Joe's, there's people who are way too excited to see you and putting a lot on me.
Well, I will say in
Trader
Joe's
otherwise, everyone's like, move, move. And then a line around to
Trader Joe's like, in the city is no one's favorite grocery store.
It has its own culture.
It has its own culture. And it's just not like regular grocery store energy to me. I feel like Trader Joe's in Manhattan It's a violent place.
I will go to a gourmet garage.
It feels like there's competition for the food. It feels like the people there are just kind of like grabbing as much as they can of like a Japanese fried rice.
It brings something dark out in people.
It does. And then the poor people that work there, I only say poor because it's like they're forced to be all cheery and happy, but they know that everyone around them has an evil energy.
Right. And they're all shopping to make TikToks. Not because they want to.
Oh, shit.
Like, it's like they're shopping to post the food that they bought on Instagram, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I like a regular, like just, you know, basic ass, like Acme style kind of grocery store.
What is
you
Acme?
I don't know Acme. Is
that
an
Ohio
thing? No, it's in Jersey too. I thought it was maybe in the city.
You but mean like a Stop and Shop? You know what a Stop and Shop
is?
Don't like that.
You don't like Stop and Shop?
No, but don't. I will deal sometimes when I leave the gym. I will go to Gourmet Garage and get, honestly, if you saw like what I get when I'm grocery shopping, you'd be like, you're unwell. Cause I'll be like, shrimp cocktail. Fun.
It honestly
like,
would make sense to me.
I've seen her walk through a store and grocery shop in different countries and in this one. And I don't know what she's talking about. She is unwell.
Yeah.
Prosciutto, the prosciutto wrapped cheese, another piece of cheese, crackers.
I feel like your grocery shopping would define girl dinner.
Yes.
It is like the purest girl dinner.
I was like, wow.
She was like, girl dinner, Melissa dinner.
This is true.
My dinners are full dinners.
She does cook a lot.
I cook a meal. You know, you're getting the vegetable. You're getting a full meal. And when I go to the grocery store, I go to the grocery store to buy my groceries for like the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, me too.
So I'm like grocery shopping. Then I got to jump into.
How do you know what you're going to want to eat in 2 weeks?
Because I know what I want to cook. I know what I want to cook. Whatever. I know what I have to make and like what I want to make. And then I know it's so lovely. Give me that. Sorry, Troy.
No, it's okay.
Well, yeah, now Sorry, that we've Troy. Discussed my grocery shopping, it's so vulnerable for the audience. Troy, we talked about, well, first of all, we can't not talk Britney, as you just know more than anyone. We did an episode on the divine feminine, and I was so upset. We did it before the book came out, And I was like, are we going to have to do another Divine Feminine episode about Britney Spears? Because I was like, nothing encapsulates the Divine Feminine more than Britney Spears.
Yeah.
And I feel like we had a conversation that was kind of like, her role was so more than we've asked of anyone. I mean, obviously the Marilyn Monroe of it all, but the projection onto her of our fantasies, of our everything, the tearing down. I guess like my question is, what about her kind of gives Divine Feminine to you and in our culture?
Well, I think that she is... I think that what's interesting about her is like you can look back at her at any time in her life, like from the time she was like 16 to now. And like she really reflects how we view women during the time, whatever time it is.
Yeah.
And like I was reading this thing about in the 90s, like when she came out, we were like really buttoned up because it was post Monica Lewinsky. It was like right after. And she really was like one of the main celebrities that got like the brunt of us being like, sex is bad. Like women shouldn't have sex. Women should be covered up. Teenagers should be virgins. Like we just really went to like 20 years back as far as being like sexually free. And she was the first celebrity to really be affected by it. And it started then. And it's always been, it's crazy. I mean, just like everything, her virginity, the owner, our ownership of her virginity, our ownership of her body, who she slept with. I mean, it's just crazy.
Can we talk about the virginity pop star era for a moment? Like, what an insane, fucked up thing to experience.
Jessica Simpson.
Yeah.
Her, I feel like Christina was like, I'm not in it. No, I'm
Christina
not
was
in
like,
it.
Christina was like,
yeah. Christina was like,
I've been.
Do you want to watch? Yeah, literally.
Even before Dirty, she was like, I'm a Janina.
Yeah. And she's like, I want you to know that I have been fucked. Don't ask me about my virginity.
But I think even Mandy Moore was another one where it was like that whole like virginity. Like, you know, good girl, like, very clean pop dance.
As she's dating Wilmer Valderrama.
Yes, which was crazy.
Also, can we talk about how, like, he was dating all these young bitches.
Lindsay Lohan. Ashley Simpson.
Demi Lovato.
Yeah. Timmy.
Demi Lovato. Poor Demi Lovato. She really was so much younger than him. And she loved him. And, you know, do you know her song where she's like, I was 17? I mean... Poor Demi, she's been through so much and she can sing.
Someone
but
make
I really
a playlist.
Don't like him.
Someone make a playlist of all the songs about Wilmer Valderrama. Fez from That 70s Show inspired some of our greatest music. It's insane.
He just gives me that. You just know he talks crazy to
these
girls.
That's a Los Angeles byproduct. Like, mommy, I love you so much. You know what I mean? I don't think he would thrive as well in New York. Like, that was like
an
LA,
era.
Like,
absolutely.
It's really upsetting the men in that region.
The virginity shit is like crazy, though. Cause, like,
it is.
It's just weird when you look back at like adults asking kids if they've had sex in live interviews.
Yeah.
That is wild. Yes. Like, that's absolutely wild.
And it didn't even end that long ago because the Jonas Brothers were kind of dealing with that.
Like the
it
really second wave.
Yeah, but the Jonas Brothers, nobody asked them for that. That was them volunteering, being Mormon and shit.
Well, the Disney of it all.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But they were Mormons,
I don't think so. I think they were just super Christians.
Oh.
Well, and it's
like
so...
Like, mega church Christian.
Gross. It's also crazy, the Zoe 101 situation. Like, if that had happened to Britney, like, I think she got so much more grace.
Yeah.
And granted, it was a little bit later and everything, but like,
whoa, she got pregnant?
Britney
Jamie Lynn
kept
Spears
the baby.
Yeah.
I think it would have been like,
It
would have ruined her.
She would not be who she got to become, but also it's like, did she even really need to become
I don't know
that
what
person?
This, yeah, there's no call? Solution, right. There's no whatever, but like, I think Jamie Lynn was handled so much differently, and I feel like that's probably part of Britney's resentment.
And I mean, honestly, she's so ungrateful.
She's such a bitch.
She's so ungrateful. Mommy, nobody would know who you were. You wouldn't even know who you are if it wasn't for your sister. Yeah. Are you out of your mind?
I had somebody on Dunzo, her name is Julia, and she is a psychiatrist. And we talked about like birth order and stuff with the Spears family and just how, you know, birth order played such a big part in like how it all ended up. But she actually brought up a point that Jamie Lynn, because I never thought about it this way, but she was like, Jamie Lynn was the golden child. And a lot of people think Britney was the golden child, but Britney was the scapegoat.
Yeah. Britney was the workhorse.
She was the workhorse. Totally. Jamie Lynn was the golden child. She didn't have to do anything. She didn't grow up poor.
Mm-hmm.
Her siblings grew up eating fucking possum and shit, and she grew up in a wealthy entertainment family.
Yeah,
like it's so, and it like blew my mind.
Yeah, and they kind of robbed Kardashian the brother. Like, yeah, like the little boy, we have the little prince we take care of. Yeah,
he played football in high school.
Yeah, it's like, okay. Yeah, totally. Oh my god, that's so genius.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah, it's really funny to think of. And honestly, I mean, The Simpsons, I feel like it is a little different, but you know, Jessica carried this weight of financial responsibility. Mm-hmm. From way before she even was like making money. Do you remember in her book, like the lottery ticket story, she won like $1,000 on like a scratch off in the car. And she was like, wasn't even excited. She was just like, well, yeah, this is my duty to make sure her family has money. Yeah. Like, it's so crazy. Mm. And I don't think that makes her necessarily the golden child.
She's
it's
another like, one. She also really, 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 really went through it. And the whole virginity until she got married to Nick Lachey thing and all of that.
Of course.
And hers was, I feel like, even more fucked up in a way because she genuinely just wanted to be a virgin. And then they were like, oh, well, Britney is doing this whole virgin thing, so now we're going to take your virginity.
Well, now everyone's got to be a virgin.
Yeah. Like, let's market your, like, you losing your virginity. And then her, like, having to be so open about her and Nick having sex for the first time and, like, it was just so, and like the Joe Simpson of it all. It's like
the Joe Simpson of it all. Joe.
When he's like crying, like literally like about to walk down the aisle, I was like, don't do it, Jessica. Like, what? It's really insane. I'm like, we got to write a book. I don't know. It's really, it's.
I also to this day, like, don't feel right about Nick Lachey.
Ugh. Speak on it.
Yeah. I don't feel right about Nick Lachey at all because one, he definitely cheated on her multiple times. Not even with Vanessa, but like he definitely cheated on her with Vanessa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we all saw like they were caught all the time. And I just feel like he treated her like other people treated her. He didn't love her at all. He married her for publicity and he hated her. He cheated her like she was so dumb and she wasn't that dumb. She was just like a chill bitch.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it, I'm like, Jessica Simpson wasn't that dumb. You know why she's not that dumb? Who's richer now?
Who's a billionaire?
Who's a billionaire?
Not him.
Nick Lachey's love is blind.
And she paid him. And she paid him everything he wanted. She's like, I will make more money. Like 100%. No, he was an aging boy bander.
Mm-hmm.
He knew the writing's on the wall for that scenario. Mm-hmm. Reality TV. And also the Joe Simpson, he owes a lot to him. Because getting him on reality television at that time, we would not even be talking about Nick Lachey right now.
Yeah, we wouldn't
if he wouldn't have gotten that opportunity. No, was talking about 98 Degrees.
I think that he resented her because her career
was better than his.
Her career went crazy with Newlyweds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think I've read that he said that Joe like tricked him into thinking that it would be like a launching pad for both of them. But then when the show happened, Joe was like, I'm not gonna fuck about you. Like, I'm not trying to like, nobody cares about you.
Well, if you don't have the star power, you don't have the star power.
Exactly. It's not up to Joe to make you a star.
Exactly.
You both were on the show. America fell in love with Jessica because she was like funny and silly and just like kind of like whatever.
Herself.
Like
magnetic.
And herself. Yes. And magnetic.
Yeah.
And then she blew up and you're just jealous. Right.
Well, there's probably so many breakups that you talked about that are that scenario. Mm-hmm. Like, I think, imagine like being in that fucking mega mansion with their little dog and like Jessica just gonna be like, I don't know, everyone's obsessed with me, even though you think I'm stupid, and him having to like stomach that every night.
And being like, at home building IKEA furniture and like, you know, like power washing the driveway.
Yeah, and like, his cutoffs and like backwards, like
with his like tribal tattoo.
Yes.
The sundial. Oh my god, Nick Lachey.
Tragic.
Nick Lachey is 98 Degrees was like such a D-list.
Oh my god. Do you remember a song of theirs?
Yes.
What? I do.
What song?
Give me just one night. Una noche.
That was them?
Also, This I Swear. I didn't know them. Or is that Nick's solo? This I Swear?
Is that the song?
No. The this one they I used on. No, that's This I Promise You by NSYNC.
Oh, that's I Promise You.
I was thinking that too.
No. Yeah. At the beginning of Newlyweds.
This I Swear. Yeah. That must have been just him.
Maybe. Okay. All right. Well, we know
love
that.
You.
Never will.
Oh my God. shivering.
No, you won't. Nick Lachey, you lie.
Yeah, literally, you won't. Too intimidated by Tal, but he's literally just found another woman to carry him.
For sure.
Like, she's truly, and I think she's getting tired of him.
I'm sure she is.
She's, I think she's tired of him. Tell us
more.
Well, remember when she like did the Love is Blind reunion and everybody freaked out because she was clearly fucking wasted?
Yes. Wait,
was
she?
Was this the delayed one? I was meant to look back at this.
Which one? The last one?
Yeah.
With the mean girl?
Yeah, and people wanted her fired. Like, it was like I think there was a petition or something.
They just wanted her fired. I didn't know it was that she was wasted. I thought she was just being dumb because she was going after one person, but leaving another person alone, saying like, oh, I have to hold these people accountable, but then absolutely ignoring other people's craziness. Like,
she allegedly has a drinking problem and like is a huge alcoholic and shows up on set drunk all the time and is like really mean. And yeah.
Damn. Well, should have stayed with Jessica because she picked her glitter cup, didn't she?
Right.
That was one of my favorite part of the book where she was like, I'll wake up and I make a vodka and Sprite and I put it in a little tumbler and I carry it to drive my kids to school. Like, whatever. And I was like, poor Jessica.
I was like, anybody could fall into, I could see myself falling into that.
100%.
You know 100%. What I mean? When I was, because we listened to the book in the car, remember?
We did. Coming back from a road trip. Listened to the book in the car.
And I just remember thinking like, that could happen to anybody. Yeah. That could happen to me.
Well, if you had to guess like what the attachment situation was.
If I was rich and I was just like chilling out at home and I had to do something once in a while and I had a billion dollar business.
And all the trauma of the industry.
And I had all
industry.
That trauma of the 100% industry.
Gay father. Yeah. It's not easy.
Is her dad out?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Yeah, I think so. He dates like really young male models.
Mm.
Yeah. He's a photographer.
Surprise, surprise. Yeah. I would have never. Wow, that's crazy. I would have never thought that.
Yeah,
that doesn't sound typical at all.
Well, do you think that Nick would be, to me, if we're talking attachment style, which is, am I an expert? No, but anxious, avoidant, mm-hmm. or like both, and you're all mixed up.
Avoidant,
but also anxious. I think like anxious because he's like obviously needs a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like he's like presenting avoidant. And probably acts like it. But I think deep down, anxious as fuck and knows that he needs a woman, cannot be alone. That's my...
Well, also, maybe it's like he needs a woman because he knows he can't sustain himself alone.
Yes.
Is that what you
that's
mean?
That's part of it. Yeah.
Then I agree with that.
For fucking sure. And probably not emotionally either.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have looked at it that way, but yeah, you're right.
You know?
Yeah. Anxiety ridden. You know that he was tossing and turning at night. Like, what the fuck am I gonna do?
Literally.
Nobody wants me. 98 degrees isn't even popular enough to like come back.
No.
Like, I'm not a popular, like, and he was the lead of that band, and even still, it wasn't like enough.
It wasn't enough.
You know what I mean?
Nobody really liked him.
Mm-mm. Well, if we think about like Britney and Justin.
Okay, I was just about to say that because you're thinking boy bands.
Kind of similar.
Yeah.
But I don't think that Justin would see it that way at all. I think he thought he was untouchable. And in a way, he kind of has been.
Uh-huh.
He has been,
but I also think that like right now, nobody wants to touch him with a 10 foot.
But has it really affected him?
No. I mean, no, in the sense that his future in terms of like him being like selling out concerts and performing.
Yeah, I think that's kind of
dropping songs, I think it's gonna be really hard for him. Because I'll tell you, there is someone sitting here who feels so hurt and so betrayed.
You.
And truly affected by how mean and nasty and negative he actually is.
Yeah.
Knowing that she used to truly love him.
I know.
Well, I think that with him too, it's like he's so narcissistic and he's so, you know, he can't even let his wife like take a picture on a red carpet without doing a cartwheel behind her. Like he's such an attention whore that I really think it would affect him probably deeper than we could ever know.
Right.
Because he'll never be able to be as, he's so used to being like the funny, you know, he's the life of the party.
Mm-hmm. What book? Was it Jessica's? I think him doing backflips off the diving board at the Mickey Mouse auditions. I was like, of course he was. Like, just what an annoying little shit of a boy he probably was.
And like
Ryan Gosling's like already flirting and like being like,
and like parachute pants.
Yeah,
Singing R&B.
Yeah, literally.
Doing body rolls.
He's like, hey, girl, come on.
For Dunzo, I used to review old VMAs And I would like rewatch them and like review them as if they were like had just happened. And the crazy thing about the VMAs that I rediscovered was like it was such a boys' club, and it was so like it was so the way that they would like cater to these men like Eminem and Fred Durst
totally.
And like just these douchebag men, and they would give them this platform to be douchebags. Nobody more than Justin Timberlake.
Yeah,
the MTV was so inside Justin Timberlake's anal cavity. I mean, like the way that the VMAs worshipped the doll, like they loved him, and they would give him 10 awards a night, and he would perform 3 times. Like the year that Britney had that bad performance of 2007, one he performed like 4 times that night with Timbaland.
I did not know that. I don't remember. And this is I don't remember that.
This is a lot like of people sexy don't. Back
I don't remember that, but I remember Britney.
Right.
And I always remember Britney. But I also remember really watching that and being like, even at the time, and I was younger, and I remember watching her kind of do that, like, I was like, she tired. Leave her alone.
Yeah.
Totally. So
she already gave you what she gave you, and now she's just out here trying to collect her check.
Right.
And I wasn't even mad at her because I love that song.
Not her check.
Like, what's his name's check?
Jamie's check.
Yeah. check. But you know what I mean? It was really sad, but I was also like, people need to not make fun of her because they drag her so much and nobody helps her. Mm-hmm. And then finally, when everyone was like, free Britney, and she actually did get free, and then now she is free, people want to criticize her so much. And I'm just over here like, you don't know what she's been through.
I know.
You don't know.
Even worse is people who do know what she's been through.
And you're still and trying to criticize her.
And they're like, why is she not doing music? Why is she not in the studio? It's like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I know. And or even it's a little more nuanced, but like, what's wrong? Figuring out the Britney mystery and blah, blah, blah. Like when the cops are called and everything. And even she's been like, I'm fine. Thank you. You guys need to lay off. Like, my mental health is not like for the public's consumption. Mm-hmm. And it does get very, I don't remember the word for like when a car accident's happening and everyone's like looking at it or whatever. Like, rubber it's very necking. That.
Yeah. Yes.
It's a little bit of that. And like, yeah, that's really unfair because, and not that it's coming from a bad place, but I do think that, you know,
it's the, I understand that
and
people
have always
been
very good about that. You are never. You always have Britney's best interest at heart.
I try.
You do 1,000%.
I really 1,000%. Do try.
You have never said anything that's, because sometimes it's, you know, almost like trauma whore, like, you know, people want to be close to her because they do love her in their way, but like pulling in her trauma to make, them feel something. It's like
And very it's dark. Weird.
People love the broken bird of it all. Like they love like the broken doll thing of it all with her.
And you're
and
playing
like,
into like the culture that is like build someone up, tear them down. Like even if you do love her, you're still playing into that.
I've also noticed too that it's like post free Britney, like so many people have eyes on her that have never cared about her. Like they've never had interest. They didn't care about, they weren't even fans. They didn't like her music. They never
valued her. But
it's
like now you
want
to speak on her actions.
Right. Yeah. And now you have all these opinions about the mental health of this woman that you didn't even know. You don't even know anything about.
Have you ever seen Plies? He used to be a rapper from the South. He made the cutest video about Britney. He's like, leave Britney alone. I love Britney. Just dancing around in a panties. Tell Britney I said hi. Like, he's not joking. He's being so genuine. He's like, she's so carefree. She's just happy. She's enjoying herself.
It's true.
Leave her alone. Like, y'all jealous.
Let her spin.
Yeah, let her spin around and damn kind so of do this all the time.
But also, that is...
Because when I do that at home, I have a good time.
Hello.
That, and that is what she has always done.
Hello.
She is a choreo girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She is doing what she has loved since the beginning.
Yeah.
In a new medium that she's... maybe less familiar with, like any person in their 40s, whatever. It's just,
And honestly, the way that I look at it is like in her book, she said that the way she feels about dancing is like how she feels close to God, right? Like that's how she's just her expressing herself. It's like, I don't know. It's not that deep. Like, just let her
and
dance.
And that's the thing. People, and you know what's crazy though? I think just as we get older, we don't allow ourselves, we don't allow sometimes our kids or people around us to like embrace just like joy.
Yes. Yeah. Unapologetic joy.
And totally. Just like let ourselves go anymore.
Yes.
Like I caught my dad doing this with my nephew, and I don't think my dad meant to do it with my nephew, but my nephew was like kind of like, you know, dancing around and like being silly. And my dad was like, Parker, like cut it out. Stop being silly. It's like, stop dancing around. And I was like, why?
Right.
And I was like, and I don't, my dad was just like, what do you mean? And I was like, why can't he do this? Does he have to do homework? Does he have to do something? Is he, why? Does he have
to pay a bill?
I said, does he have to pay a bill? I said, don't steal his joy. He's a child. He's a little black boy. So many people are going to try to steal his joy. Let him have this.
Yeah.
And I was like, daddy, I don't want to get too deep on you, but I was like, you have to understand that people said that to you because they did not know any better and they thought that they were protecting you.
Yeah.
And they were trying to make you grow into being a strong person. But this is a different day and age. We don't have to do that with
Parker. We don't need that anymore.
We don't need that anymore. Yeah. And literally my dad was like,
because what could you say to that?
He was like, ah, fine.
He was like, carry on. You schooled him. Yeah.
But it just reminds me of how, like, what you just said, like, people seeing her doing this and being like, she's so crazy. And it's like, no, she's been through a lot of shit and she just wants to feel closer to God. She wants to feel joy.
Yeah. Well, it also goes against what everyone else uses social media for. And I think that's what makes
people
confused.
She's not trying to look cool.
Hello. And people... Everybody wants their celebrities to, this is like my favorite point from modern day Britney, is that everybody wants every celebrity to be relatable, right? Mm-hmm. Like people are so mad at Ariana Grande right now because her current relationship is not relatable to anybody. Like, you know what I mean? People don't feel like they can relate.
Because she stole that man?
Right.
The bitch is still men.
I think if he was hot, it would be a really different story. Hello. I think it would be really different.
You think if
different.
He was hot, it would be really different?
Yes. Yeah. I do.
Or if she was a fucking man. I'd like the amount of men that
if
we talk
she was
about
a man.
Every week on our show that she, it is literally.
Did you hear her new song?
I did.
Yeah.
I
love it.
I feel like, bad for loving it, but I do.
Britney is truly relatable. And I think it actually makes people uncomfortable.
Yeah.
To see a celebrity worth as much money as we perceive her to be worth with like fucked up extensions and Kohl's shorts. Mm-hmm. It makes people uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And it's like, do you want people to be relatable or not? Do you want relatability or do you not want it?
Or do you want the curated?
Curated
yes.
version of what's being relatable. They want a Kardashian kind of relatability.
Yes, a Sophia Richie relatable.
A Sophia Richie relatable, which is
the least relatable.
Exactly.
For literally everyone.
Exactly. But you're going to read this woman because she went to Target in sweatpants?
Are you joking? Have you ever seen like when she, I always think it's so sweet when she posts like her notes and she's like, I went to a restaurant for the first time.
Oh my God.
In a really long time. And I had this food and I did this.
And it was so beautiful.
And it was so beautiful. And everything. This lady was in captivity and she now has a taste of freedom. She's like a little kid coming out of like, or like a person who's been locked up coming out into the world again.
Yeah.
Get that bitch some grace.
And let her be excited about stuff.
Let her, because you're not excited because you jaded and you got bills to pay and you grumpy. And you're miserable and you see this lady with all this money who's just like, you know, wide-eyed wonder like a kid and you're just jealous.
I honestly just think it shows that we've not made as much progress as we claim to have made with mental health and stuff and 100%. The way we talk about it. Again, she is a reflection of the time always. Like, you can always use her as an example of where we are. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, we are not as progressive as we think we are.
We cannot accept a non-curated woman front-facing. Like on social, like publicly putting herself out there.
And all we talk about is trauma. So if you are looking at a woman whose trauma has been laid out for you, explained.
For years.
For years. We have 20
documentaries.
Hello.
A book. Like, everything. Like,
what more do you need to understand that she's been through it? And like it doesn't always look so perfect. Like I feel like also with celebrity trauma, people are used to seeing it again, curated in this bow. Yeah. And like, I'm trying to think of a person, like a Robert Downey Jr. kind of way, like a Drew Barrymore kind of way.
Yeah.
Like, it's like pretty. It's like perfect. Mm-hmm. And Britney's is not. That's real trauma. Like, that's truly unapologetic, raw.
That's
as
my
raw
family
as it
stole
gets.
From me. I yes. can't speak to
my
them.
My family like, stole from me. My husband stole from me. I mean, my first husband stole from me. God knows what's going on with that one. You know, the second one. Like, everyone in my life that I've come in contact with, I've gotten close with, has literally stabbed me in my back. and I'm still fucking dancing, bitch.
And I've been sexually exploited my entire life.
My entire life. And all I want to do is roll around in my panties and shake my hair around. Leave me the fuck alone. Right. Leave Britney alone.
And it also shows the one thing that we really, even like fans who love her, anyone who really cannot give her, is privacy.
Yeah.
Like that's the one thing that she would really want and the one thing that would actually be good for her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And yet like no one can do that for her.
I will also say, to play devil's advocate in a good way, mm-hmm. I do think, so I'm obsessed with child stars and I'm obsessed with like the mental whatever of child stars and what how they shake out. And I do think that there's this thing that happens with child stars where they get so addicted to attention, whether it be negative or positive, that it doesn't really matter as long as they're getting, they need that, their like tank to be filled. Mm. Like Aaron Carter, for example. Yeah. Aaron Carter for years could have not been on Instagram Live, but he was on Instagram Live being made fun of, being ridiculed every single day for the last like 6 years of his life. And like, you just, I don't think that you can go from having like 70,000 people scream for you to then nothing. Yeah. I just don't think you can.
That is so true.
Like obscurity. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It would be, I think it's that's uncomfortable like for them. Yeah.
Even just what and, you know, like what you know life to be.
Right.
That would be really hard.
So I think Britney has a hard time not being on Instagram, even though it's probably better for her.
She's it's like, probably nice. Better for her, but like I'm not mad.
That's what I'm gonna do next. Like,
I know you mean, but also look at, you know what makes me sad sometimes? Amanda Bynes. Oh, I used to love her.
I think she would have at some point had her own adult Amanda Bynes show, like a variety show.
How amazing would that have been?
It would have been amazing.
I mean, her talent, like, I actually seriously think that she was like a comedy prodigy.
She was.
I really do.
She was. I truly loved her. I thought she was so funny.
Yeah. She was doing stand-up at 8 and killing it.
And the characters were so good.
Yeah. Beyond, so like well thought out, like well executed. All of them were so nuanced. It was like wild that a child could even do that. You know, she was just, I could cry thinking about it.
I know.
And I'm drunk now too, by the way.
Yeah. Welcome to the pod, Troy. Welcome. Carolina gets the tall boy cups. You can tell when Carolina gets the ice cups because
that's
this is another thing that I love about New York is an ice cup.
Oh, I know, isn't it the best thing?
I love an ice cup.
Leaving New York and going someplace and then them not having ice cups when you go into some. It's like what's happening here?
Oh my god,
an unflavored seltzer.
Yes.
Maybe you find a Perrier or a Pellegrino, but it's kind of rare. Yeah. It's really hard.
Only Melissa. Maybe you get a Perrier or a Pellegrino.
I love it. Like a Pellegrino if you're lucky.
If you're lucky. What's that like Italian one you like that comes with like the red, the orange and white? Panna. Label and it's a glass thing.
Oh, yes. That's like hotel water.
Mm-hmm. That's her favorite.
That's bougie
water. That's her every day.
It's so good.
Not I want it to be my every day. Panna, please sponsor us.
You
please.
Have Panna on a regular Tuesday at like 2 p.m. You're like, you that's walk in so and you funny. Have like 3 bottles and you're like.
That's like Four Seasons it. Water.
There's something about glass that's like it's really
true.
Nice.
It's true. Especially like a big one, like the tall one.
That's the one she has. Yes. That's the one she's always carrying around.
That is so you. That is so you. I love it.
Me getting dragged and complimented simultaneously.
Truly not even a dragging. It's pure compliment.
No, you're it's sweet. Aspirational. You live an aspirational lifestyle.
Outside of my means is what you mean.
That's the only
you
way to do
spend
it.
Spend money honestly, wildly.
Yeah. Honestly.
It is hard. Sometimes when you spend like a $4, sometimes $5 bottle of water.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ouch.
I know.
Ouchie.
I've become completely, New York really has like ruined me already.
With the prices, right?
Yeah. Like I'm just like, you almost have to just let go and let God. Like there's just really, it's like you have to like not obsess over it.
Yeah.
Because you'll go crazy.
Or when you leave and you go somewhere else, you're like, oh my God, everything is so cheap.
Oh my God.
It's insane.
I'm going back home next week. I'm going to Ohio next week, and I feel like I'm gonna feel rich.
You are.
I'm gonna feel like a wealthy woman.
You mean the kombucha's not $7?
Right. I can get a beer for under $10. Like, oh my God,
when you go to a dive bar in your hometown,
it's like $5-6 well drinks
for everyone.
I'm gonna get so drunk. I'm gonna eat so much. I'm gonna shop. I'm gonna do so many things.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited for you. And I love going to, I'm not from the suburbs, but when I go to the suburbs, like, I truly want to feel that experience. I want to go to a suburban mall.
Suburban Target.
I want to go to Costco. I want to go to Target. I want to hit a Walmart. Plazas. I want to go to a Plaza where maybe I get like a sub.
Yes.
Or some pizza.
Or your nails done.
I mean? Or my nails done.
Or whatever.
Yeah. Whatever. You know?
Yes.
I want to go someplace like that. Yeah.
I love the suburbs.
I don't want to live there, but I love the suburbs. In plazas? Yes. Yeah, I love a plaza.
Yes. Like, to the point that, like, I grew up in a very suburban, very, like, minivan neighborhood. And we would just go to plazas. Like, we would just go in middle school. Mm-hmm. We would like go to Barnes and Noble and then go to Bed Bath and Beyond. Like,
well, this sounds classy because I feel like when I was in high school, it was like, what are we doing tonight? Hanging out at 7-Eleven? Perfect.
Well, that too. It's like, let's go sit in the Taco Bell parking lot.
100%. That was a huge part of culture.
We didn't have plazas, but in Queens, in Forest Hills, there is a street that has like a Barnes and Noble's. And like random kind of stores like that. Mm-hmm. It's a street and it has like all this, you know, there's a Boston Market, you know. There's a movie theater. There's all kinds of stuff over there. That was the place we used to go sometimes after school and walk down the street. Yeah. Or the Queen Center Mall.
It's funny the
I
way
I got my
like,
ears pierced at Queen Center Mall at the Claire's.
You did at the Claire's and Queen Center Mall downstairs.
And I said, could you do both at the same time so it doesn't hurt as much? And she goes, the babies do one at a time.
Period. You said, bitch, I didn't ask what the babies
did. I said, I'm in Queens. You're I did not ask what the babies did.
You're in Queens.
Carolina went to a dentist one time, got mildly numbed, not fully. And Carolina's like, ow, that hurts. And what did he say? Something fucked up.
He was like, you're from Queens. You can take it.
Or, like, you know who I am.
I don't want to take it.
And he goes, you're from Queens. You can take it. And you know who I am. Because we talked about
a bad dentist.
Because he was also from Queens. And I think it was like some kind of like Eastern European.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah. Like, I was like, oh, are you from here? Are you from this part of Queens? He's like, yeah, I know the part of Queens. He's like, oh, you know that? I said, yeah, I know everything. So he's like, oh, you know who I am. You could take it. You're from Queens. I'm like,
I don't want to take it.
I want to take it. Thank you.
Screaming, crying. I got in the car like to be with Hamide and I was like shaking, crying. I was like.
You're like, and then he told me I could take it. And then he said it. He said, you know who I am.
I can't take it. I can't take it.
Really bad. Like, I don't want to take it even though I can.
No, thank you. Well, before we go, I do want to talk, even though this will come out next week. Today it was announced that Jacob Elordi is likely single. And he's on SNL this weekend.
Oh, really?
Which means it's going to be an emergency. Like, the rap party is going to be the VMAs.
Oh, I'm going to be making some calls. Mm-hmm. We're going to make some calls. And I'm supposed to take my nephew, so who going to watch him? Because I already said I was going to take it. So who going to watch him?
That seems like a you problem.
We might have to. Okay, let me recalibrate that.
Yeah, let me see if I can take him on Sunday. But I feel like I'm not, like.
I just want to see him.
I want to see him too.
I want to see how tall he is.
I want to see how tall he is.
And how handsome.
I want to hear that little accent. I want to hear it all.
Because I know he's so fucking charming. Mm. God. I would be almost maybe scared to see it.
Do you remember when Jeremy O'Harris was posting all these, I don't know if it was stories or what, of him and Ayo and like flirting their flirtation? I don't think they were really like flirting, but I think he was like, I ship them. I want them to be together, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, if there is only one thing that girl could do for me, it is to take him down, to climb him like a tree.
Yeah.
But we know Ayo, like, she, you know, came up in New York doing comedy, you know, and was like, little baby, love that child. Mm-hmm. When I tell you, truly, no one deserves it any more than that girl.
She seems like just like the nicest,
sweetest.
Funny, kooky,
perfectly kooky, down to earth,
and just like gets along with everyone, angel baby face.
Yeah,
I was like, she better climb him like a tree. Do it for your auntie. Do it for your auntie.
Scary,
is it?
What do you know about Olivia Jade? anything.
This is the girl who did the scandal with the college.
Exactly.
You know,
that's all I know
about
her. Uncle
Jesse's girlfriend's daughter. Exactly.
Yes. Florida. I don't really know a lot about her. We just use her as an example during our live shows as a barely there celebrity. Because she's
that's
like
exactly
not really famous, but she is
like not a celebrity for sure.
Like you have to squint.
I want to know how
I would not recognize her on the street.
I would not know her on the street.
I wouldn't
There's
either.
Absolutely.
And
no way.
How did she land him? That's crazy.
And that's tea. Because didn't he used to date? Who is it before her? It was the model's daughter. Cindy Crawford's daughter.
Oh, Kaya.
Yeah, I think that was Austin Butler, no? Or did they date?
No. I think Austin Butler and Kaya are together now, but Jacob and Kaya, I think, did date, and I understood
that's
that.
That's a good couple.
Can I just say something really quick about Austin Butler? Please. I'll never get over him being like, Elvis changed me. Like, his whole thing
that.
About
yes.
how his voice changed and he couldn't go back and his moves changed and when he walked, it was like, you are literally insane.
And you know what that reminds me of? Brittany and Crossroads.
Oh.
Yeah.
Brittany was like, I would love to do more acting. I can't because I completely become the character and it affects my life.
But also it's like, Brittany, that wasn't a stretch.
Right.
It wasn't.
But she talked about that with like the Notebook and everything. Mm-hmm. Like she was worried as she took more acting jobs that she, it was really gonna,
I know. I was like, when I read that, I was like, well, hopefully if you had taken more acting jobs, they wouldn't write your family trauma
into the
story.
Yeah, literally.
You know, with your mom and dad and like the whole thing.
I know.
It was Shonda Rhimes wrote Crossroads.
Mm-hmm. Sure did.
She sure did.
Crazy.
I know.
Yeah, Austin Butler will never be the same.
But also, the way that he
and Vanessa
is
doing
Hudgens.
A voodoo doll in him.
Like, well, she is because she was with him for so long.
Yeah.
It's the classic ride or die. She was more famous than him for a long time, was dragging his ass out to all these fucking award shows and like
Coachella.
Paparazzi. Nobody would know who he was. He was in what? He was in a YA TV show. I can't remember. Shadow and
High
Bones,
Musical,
whatever.
Right?
No, he was not in High School Musical. She was.
Yeah.
He really was not
what
that famous. Let's be real.
No, he wasn't.
And she dragged him out
but
into
he was
the
Disney, no? Or no?
No.
Not even.
No.
He was like nothing.
He was in a
Where
YA
did he come from?
Series.
That YA series?
Yeah.
I don't even know what it is called.
It was like WB. CW,
okay,
whatever.
Okay,
but it did
okay,
not last
okay.
long.
Okay.
It did not last
so
long.
He
sense.
Is so CW.
So extremely CW.
As okay. a former CW local host, watch Vampire Diaries weekends at 7, only on Pittsburgh CW. I will tell you, that is a perfect he is probably the CW
and
star
that's who he was.
Dream. That is the one, like the lottery winner, because those people, they
kind of
disappear.
They so do you know that then he gets... what's his name? Starts dating Kira and then it's like seeing her Vanessa out and about and ignoring her.
Well.
TMZ, Carolina Teresa.
Just like
are you a Vanessa girl?
I am a Vanessa girl. I like her.
I didn't know that.
I like her.
Listen.
I gotta stand for her. She's also Filipino like me. I'm
She's
not actually Filipino, but I am Filipino in my soul, which I know I'm not allowed to say. I'm an eighth Indian, but I am Filipino in my soul. And
okay.
I know that I'm not allowed to say that, so I'm not saying it.
I'm not saying it.
Excellent. Well, Troy, this has been just a joy.
This was so fun. Thank you so much for having me.
Literally a pleasure and an honor. Where can everyone follow you and find your work?
Well, I host a podcast called Beyond the Blinds. We post every week and we also post 2 times a week. One of our episodes is always on Patreon, which is patreon.com/beyondtheblinds, because we believe that that episode will typically get us sued.
Great.
Or killed.
Love
So we
that.
Put it behind a paywall.
Love that.
And you can follow me on the internet at Troy Jean Spears everywhere.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Wow, we should start paywalling because I think most of our episodes could
get
us
given a lot out for free. Also, I did want to just say one last thing. Our next show is February 2nd at Arlo Hotel in Soho at 8 p.m.
Cool.
Come see us, bitch.
Yeah, we love it. And use our hotel code.
Oh, yeah, use our hotel code, which
it's actually Ho With Feelings.
Ho With Feelings.
Because Ho With Feelings was too many letters.
Okay.
And actually, Ho With Feelings is kind of even better.
Ho With Feelings works.
You are one.
So is that same thing for me?
Yeah.
We can cut now. We can cut.